From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The powerful tornadoes that hit Alabama 10 years ago Tuesday killed hundreds and left behind significant destruction. Time, though, doesn't always heal. Some survivors continue to show scars. Experts say a natural disaster can cause a range of effects, from a spiritual awakening to psychological trauma. Today, we begin our series marking the anniversary of the tornadoes with a look at how survivors are coping. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
In a small rural Alabama town, only two things were left standing after the EF5 tornado hit: the First Baptist Church and the pastor's home. Tim Haney was the pastor then. On April 27, 2011, some people used a storm shelter under the church. Haney remembers the sounds as the tornado swept through the town.
You could hear children crying, but you could hear a whole blanket of people praying.
Haney served at the church in Phil Campbell, about 10 miles from Hackleburg in northern Alabama. 23 people died in the town that day. Haney says it was the power of prayer that protected many others.
I went up the steps to the back of the building, opened and looked out the glass doors, and everything was gone except my home. Everything.
Down trees, power lines, debris, and carnage covered the ground. He calls it a day he'll never forget. Meredith Cummings remembers that day much the same. She and her young daughter lived in a neighborhood known as the Downs in Tuscaloosa. Their home was destroyed.
It's difficult to reckon with, because in the moment, there's no one to get angry with that this happened. It's Mother Nature, and you cannot argue with Mother Nature. She will win every time.
Cummings says surviving that tornado has changed her in many ways. She prepared a will just in case. She saves things that are important, like digitizing her photos. Cummings also suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. She says she's not ashamed and she's not alone.
There's probably a mental health crisis in Alabama as a result of the 70 plus tornadoes that day. And I think that's going to, or is, a problem for us that's maybe not being addressed.
The day after the tornadoes, mental health professionals were dispatched to some of the hardest hit areas across the state. Joshua Klapo is a clinical psychologist and professor at the UAB School of Public Health. He worked with residents in Pleasant Grove to offer psychological first aid, talking about what they'd experienced. It's a technique designed to reduce symptoms of PTSD.
It was a pretty traumatic experience to be in the midst of that much devastation and carnage. It was something that I had never experienced. I had worked with disaster victims before, but never right in the middle, if you will, at a ground zero.
Klapo says he saw things he should not have seen. Dead pets, injured people walking around lost, clinging to the most basic items, anything to make them feel grounded.
You see people who are in a state of shock. They can feel emotionally numb. They can feel on edge. They can feel nervous or anxious. Their emotions can run high. I mean, these are normal coping mechanisms.
Klapo says most people's anxiety will settle down a month or so after a traumatic event. However, he says about 5 to 10% of people exposed to a disaster will continue those stress reactions. That makes it harder for them, like Meredith Cummings in Tuscaloosa.
I'm not good at coping. I'm still not good at coping when bad weather is coming. If it's a thunderstorm, I'm fine. If I know that tornadoes might be possible, I'm still working on that.
Cummings is a professor and journalist who would rather write out her feelings. She's published several articles recollecting her experience 10 years ago and her recovery. For Tim Haney, the former pastor of First Baptist Church, prayer was the number one coping mechanism for most people in his community.
You were able to see people's lives change as a result of the storm. And I baptized several people after the fact, because when something like this happens, it'll bring you face to face with your own mortality.
Thousands of people across the state survived a near-death experience 10 years ago, something that changed many lives forever. Janae Pierre, WBHM.